Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for a special episode of the Speak the Truth podcast, coming at you late on Friday evening. It would appear as if Russia has launched a major drone attack along with ballistic missiles against Ukraine. They're blasting the crap out of Kiev, and I've got a bunch of videos to show you guys what's going on here in just a minute. I got to let you guys know, today's stream is going to be sponsored, right, by Kickoff and Armslist. Before we get going, I want you guys to take a quick minute and just get a word from our sponsor.
Armslist.com is America's firearms marketplace. Unwavering in their belief of the right of the people to keep and bear arms, Armslist.com has been in the fight for Second Amendment rights, battling the Brady campaign and their cronies since their initial assault in 2013, emerging victorious. Armslist.com is not only at the forefront of your fight for your rights, it is your go-to platform to buy, sell, and trade firearms, ammo, optics, and more locally, or tap into their nationwide network of firearms dealers. For a limited time, Armslist is extending an exclusive discount to Speak the Truth listeners. Head to armslist.com/Rob and use coupon code Rob to get your first month of premium memberships for just 99 cents. Join the fight and come and get what they want to take right now at armslist.com/Rob.
All right. Thank you, guys. Oh, listen. There have been supposed peace talks going on between Russia and Ukraine, right, over these last couple of days. And we're in the middle of a massive hostage, well, not a hostage, prisoner of war exchange. Over 1,000 from each nation is going to be swapping back and forth. And today, Russia pulls this bull crap over on Kiev. Ballistic missiles, massive drone waves. And when you see some of this footage is coming up, you're going to understand why I got this up over here on the screen. This map that I've got up here on your screen kind of depicts the direction in which all of these little suckers were being launched from. Now, it's said that they were doing this crap while trying to like push across the line over the Kharkiv direction, over by Sumy, things of that nature, going over to take more terrain, and they ended up striking Kiev. And again, we're in the middle of a massive prisoner swap, right, between Ukraine and Russia. A couple hundred ended up getting exchanged today. A couple hundred are supposed to be exchanged tomorrow. A couple more hundred on Sunday until we reach 1,000. And Russia right now is doing this. Talk about acting in good faith, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about acting in good faith. For you guys that don't know, Kiev's right here. Right? Kiev is right here. The conflict area is all the flipping way over here. At least it is now, because Ukraine ended up kicking Russia's butt all the way back to that line where it currently was at the very beginning of the invasion in 2022. Well, yeah. They were all the way around Kiev. And Ukraine had to go in and push their little teeth in and kick them all the way back. That's not where we're sitting at today. So Russia, quite literally, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't have an issue doing this. Again, they're supposed to be swapping prisoners. 390 today we're supposed to be going out. And they're supposed to be having like this peace deal, this peace arrangement, and all that other crap. And it's clearly not working because Putin is a flipping madman. In order for it to happen, he wants Ukraine to recognize Russian control over Crimea and a bunch of other areas in sovereign Ukrainian territory as Russian. And it's not going to happen. You got a late notification. I'm happy you got one, man. Welcome on in. This is getting out of control. I'm going to take you guys over there right now, and I'm going to start showing you some of this stuff that's like, I don't know, going off. Now, in all fairness, this did end up coming out a little bit, I don't know, last night going into like, or this morning, where a Russian munition depot ended up getting struck. But again, this is before the announcement of the prisoner swap. And it is an ammunition depot, not a civilian city, where a bunch of people are currently hiding in a damn tunnel. It is an ammunition depot. It is a valid military target.
Нормально.
You picking my brain? Who invaded who? Oh, that's pretty easy. Russia invaded Ukraine. As a matter of fact, it didn't start in 2022 like everybody thinks. This actually started all the way back in 2014. And it's continued on to this day. And it got out of control in 2022 when Russia decided to full-on invade Ukraine. And that's after shooting down civilian airliners, after lying about invading Crimea, after lying about being in the Donbass and the LPR, after causing this massive freaking war that's responsible for over 1 million casualties at this point. After all of that, they decide to pull this bullshit in the middle of these freaking, like, straight up, like, prisoner swap, prisoner exchange. It's absolutely ridiculous. You want to see what this looks like? First thing I'm going to end up showing you guys is going to be an intercepted ballistic missile, right? So Ukraine was able to intercept this first ballistic missile, and it ends up, like, just crashing down over Kiev. And you just see all of this crap falling out of the sky and shit falling out. That's this. A civilian populated area. And, you know, I've been touching on Israel for quite some time, and I haven't been able to get back in Ukraine. And I told you guys I was going to do it. But this is the right. You want to jump back in at like the perfect time to jump back in and say F Russia. This is it. Watch. Yeah. So you can see how closely that sucker got intercepted. For those of you guys that don't know how fast those things are falling, it's like a kilometer a second, right? Like these things are flying out of the freaking sky when they go slamming down. So for that sucker to get like impacted right there and just to kind of come down, like by the hairs on their chinny chin chin, I have no idea how many at this point have actually impacted, how many civilian casualties, how many casualties in general, what Russia was going after. There's lots of videos of people hiding down in the subway systems again. But this is Putin's idea of ceasefire negotiations. This is his idea of ceasefire talks. This is what he's doing today. This. I could have told you Putin wouldn't have given up that easy. You can say that a peace deal is on the table. You can go like for a ceasefire. You can do things of that nature. Russia is in the wrong. They invaded a sovereign country that they promised to respect the territorial integrity of, not just once, but twice. And they've been meddling in the elections since the early 2000s, and they've been playing these damn games. And now that things didn't go their way because they got caught cheating, they decide to launch a full-on war. Well, good luck, Russia. Good frickin' luck. You don't get to do this crap. And you can sit back and you can try and say, listen, Russia was in the wrong for invading, or maybe, you know, like Zelensky's a shill, like he shouldn't have done it, whatever. It doesn't matter. Putin invaded Ukraine. Over 1 million people. Over 1 million, for the love of God. Can we please use our brains? Carlton Percy coming in, gifting out 5. Some people in the chat don't, and I like to call them Russian shills that like to come in here because every over inside Kiev, they are deep as hell. I have to go look them up, but they make great bomb shelters, but they shouldn't have to be. I had the pleasure of going down in them at one point in time, and those suckers just go and go and go and go. The thing is like a freaking maze down there, but thank God most of the people actually have that. And they're huge. You can fit a ton of people down there. You're not going to fit the entire city in there, though. And you're certainly not going to do it at the last minute as people are firing ballistic missiles and everything else at you. In addition to that, there's a massive drone wave that ended up going in there. And I've got pictures of all these drones and all this other crap coming up here in just a sec. But this is the garbage that Russia decided to pull. You want to see a close-up of that ballistic missile coming out this guy? And here's something that's different. Right? Here, check this out. Here's something that's different between Ukraine and Israel. When Russia's shooting ballistic missiles over at Ukraine, most of the time, we're not getting it captured from multiple different angles. People aren't sitting in their apartments like waiting on it because people are getting schwacked over there all the dang time. Israel has some pretty dang good defense systems, and they're only getting one, maybe two shot at them minus the time that Iran did it. But even then, they had the full-on backing from an international coalition where you had Jordan, the United States of America, and everybody else and their freaking buddy shooting ballistic missiles out of the sky. Over here, they don't get that. They're on their own. Yeah, we provide them defense systems, things of that nature, and they're not perfect. So we're doing our best. I hear sound is not good, really. Let me double check that. I don't know. Sounds pretty good to me on my side. So if the audio is going to crap, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but it sounds okay over here. Please smash the like button. Sound is fine. Yeah, there's some people saying in and out, but here, I'm going to turn it back on again. Yeah, I'm 5x5 as far as audio goes, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know what it is that you're worried about. I see people saying audio perfect. Other people saying it's cutting out. I don't know. Refresh it or maybe stop trolling. I don't know what it is. Here's a close-up of that sucker getting intercepted again. Absolutely insane. Look at the size of that sucker if it would have ended up slamming down in there. And they were saying that they had warnings above this time and time again. Vast majority of people. You know what? Screw it. You guys, you want to play the trolls? Let's play the trolls because the trolls are always the loudest. Let's just start a poll. Here you go. Run it. Let me know, ladies and gentlemen, because it's always the freaking volume deniers that are in the house. So if we've got trolls that are volume denying, let me know. I'll just run a poll. Audio good or audio bad? How do you guys feel about the audio going on right now? Ass majority, 82% saying it's great. Fresh, wrecked coming in, becoming a true supporter. Thanks for joining the freaking club, friend. Thank you. 80% say it's good. Audio perfect. Yeah, maybe refresh your browser, come back in. All right. I take that shit seriously. If you guys can't hear me, I'm going to be adjusting the stream. I'm going to be doing my best. When you guys just come in here to troll because you've got like Walmart headphones, it sounds like a personal problem. Right, because audio is pretty dang good. Fuck. Yep. Now, those aren't the ballistic missiles that you're hearing coming in. Those are the drones slamming into random things. Again, I don't have a word or a count yet on how many have been coming across, but it is quite a bit. Quite a few of them are coming across, and they're slamming into everything. Freaking Russians, man. All right. Here's a picture of, I believe, this one that's coming up is some Ukrainian aerial defense systems that are going after those drones. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are having audio issues, what people are trying to tell you to do is it's a YouTube problem is what I've been able to read so far. So if you're having audio issues, try just clicking that little refresh button up at the top. It's showing me on this end, as far as my diagnostics go, of having an excellent connection. I'm looking at everything up over here on the screen that you guys can't see. Also, excellent connection where everything's pushing out. Audio's pushing out just fine. So it's going to be a YouTube issue. So just go ahead and restart that sucker and you'll be okay more than likely. All right. And if I remember right, if you count flash to bang on these is the way I used to do it. I think if you go like 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, it gives you roughly the amount of miles it is away. So that one was pretty far away, but you guys heard that sucker. That was actually a pretty dang big explosion detonation. Right. I don't know if you can hear that. Little kids screaming in the background and all of that stuff. It's because they're freaking launching a massive freaking attack on Kyiv. Lots of them. Allegedly, what started taking place was this massive wave of drones that was coming across. So you had this massive wave of drones that was pushing out. And then that massive wave of drones ended up turning into ballistic missiles coming afterwards. And we're not quite sure how many of them were. Sound travels at 1,133 foot per second. Well, there you go. There you go. So flash to bang, you can measure it out. Restarting the app worked. Sorry, Matt. No worries, Jack. I always suggest the good old fashioned turn it off and turn it back on method. Whenever you're having issues, it tends to make life a little bit easier. This one coming at you from a distance. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, brother. Crispy wants to remind you guys, or I'm sorry, Crisps. I'm just going to call you Crisps. Crips? Yeah. Don't be a Timmy today. Whatever you do, don't be a Timmy. Thank you, Crips. you guys haven't seen us in a while and you're back over here, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Make sure your notification bells are turned on and everything else. I hope you guys like the new studio. I hope you like the audio setup. I'm calling this place the bunker, where I'm going to be able to come over and report on all of this stuff a hell of a lot more. I got 10 times better internet connection. I hope you guys can tell my sound has improved. And I hope you can tell that the video quality is just slightly a little bit better. I'm coming in nice, crisp, and clear for you guys over there. Allegedly, this thing ended up starting, I don't know, like 1 to 2 a.m. local time. I've seen reports going to 3 to 4 a.m. of this crap is still ongoing. So it's a massive freaking drone wave. It seems like the bulk of what's falling over on Kyiv is a bunch of drones with scattered ballistic missiles going in there, with the aerial defense system knocking out quite a bit. It's likely not going to be until the daylight comes out over there here in just a couple of hours that we're going to get the actual effects of kind of like what took place, like what ended up hitting. But we do have a lot of impacts on the ground over inside of Kyiv. And again, this is all in the midst of the alleged prisoner swap that's taking place, with over 1,000 that are set to be exchanged by Sunday. And we're supposed to be having peace talks. And this is how Putin ends up coming back. 502 says, the audio and stream is fine, Matt. Thank you for your hard work. Shout out to the old school Nanner heads in the chat tonight. Hell yeah, old school Nanners. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what a Nanner is, highly suggest you become one. This video got it up for you guys a couple more times because it just shows one of those ballistic missiles getting shot out of the sky. Holy crap. Dude, that freaking ballistic missiles in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back. I will be right back.
Have you ever gone to buy a car and for some reason your credit ends up getting denied? It happens to the best of us. Sometimes you have too much fun in your 20s, or maybe just, I don't know, you're a little bit young and you need a place to start and you need to build your credit, but you can't get approved for anything because you have none. Well, guess what? We have the perfect solution for you. And it's dirt cheap as far as Matt's concerned. I would say it's dirt cheap for as little as $5 a month. You can sign up over here at Kickoff. Notice it's K-I-K-O-F-F. Okay, you can sign up at Kickoff. And all you end up doing is paying for a line of credit to use for their online store. But that's not the point. The point is you shouldn't be spending it on their online store. You don't need to. And what ends up happening is your line of credit for your $5 a month or whatever plan it is that you choose to go ends up going up to these companies, and they end up notating that, guess what? This person's reliable. They're paying on their line of credit every single month. That's how it works. And if you had under a 600 credit score on average, what they're seeing is over 80 point improvement. How freaking wild is that in a 1 year time span? Yeah, over 1 million users that have actually used this and given it positive reviews. So start building your credit with Kickoff today, and you can get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/Rob today. That's Kickoff without the C. Get KIKOFF.com/Rob. Must sign up via kickoff.com/Rob to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 84 points. Vantage score 3.0 between January of 23 and January of 24 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you waiting for? Get over there. Go to Kickoff today.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the love of God, enjoy it. All right. Enjoy this stream. Right? I got to make a living myself. It's just a thing. It's what we do over here. And I actually think that's a really good product for a lot of parents that are having like issues. There's a lot of people that struggle to build their credit. I'm not taking on garbage that I don't believe in. All right, here you go. Here's some more strikes coming at you from out of Kyiv. You guys can hear those drones just buzzing in the background around all these apartments. You guys hear that in the back? Securing Ukraine's airspace is a whole nother ballgame, my friend. I'll answer that here in a minute. So, in order for Ukraine to secure their airspace, they're going to need a buttload more than what they have. When you start talking about ballistic missile protection and things like that, you know, Ukraine ended up purchasing we're supposed to be sending the Patriots on their way over to Ukraine, right? They're getting refurbished and being sent over there, right? Those are only good for a certain like area or a certain section or a certain space. They're good. They're going to take care of a lot. But in order to actually secure Ukraine's airspace 100%, you are wishfully thinking. Hear me out when I say this. Let's take a strike carrier group, for example. They have some of the best technology on the freaking market. They got Aegis systems and all sorts of stuff, and it's a tiny little target where you know you're going to end up having all of these different things protected. The problem isn't one being shot at Ukraine or two being shot at Ukraine. The problem boils down to volume. And the volume, even more so in drones, is what's worse. Drones have a much smaller radar cross-section. They're harder to pick up on, and they're harder to shoot down. Israel has a little bit easier when it comes to the drones because they're not really facing a near-peer adversary like Ukraine is. Example, drones get shot across the border from Lebanon going down into Israel. They can have Apaches go chase them down and shoot them down. Ukraine, number one, isn't going to have that much of an ability. Because all Russia has to do is set up to make sure that they got aircraft that are covering it from a greater standoff out and start taking those freaking suckers out. It's a much bigger deal when you start talking about drones. And there is technology coming out right now in order to combat those drones, but it's not that great. It's brand new tech. And people are working on developing it over and over and over again. And then when you start adding on the fiber optic drones and things like that that are being used across the front line, it becomes an even bigger pain in the butt. So when you ask, like, is there a way to 100% secure airspace? No. Not in my opinion, because the amount of volume fired going into it is going to be even like harder. Not to mention aircraft are definitely needed, and Ukraine's lacking on aircraft. Don Reed coming in, gifting I Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you, Don, coming in and gifting those out. Let's get back to some of these videos. Right here, we've got a what appears to be allegedly a drone attack taking place over there. Let me get that up. That dude just cusses literally the entire time, and I don't blame him. It's almost not worth even having the audio turned on because the amount of bleeps that are going on in that video. But I truthfully would be doing the exact same thing. Did Ukraine hit Russia with 500 drones over on Thursday? Yeah, Ukraine ended up launching a massive freaking drone strike over on the Moscow region. It ended up affecting the airport and a couple other locations. Also heard, I believe it was an oil refinery that ended up getting hit. Is what they ended up going after. So yeah, that did in fact happen. It was allegedly one of the largest drone strikes that Ukraine has launched so far. But again, we're going after valid military targets versus massive civilian infrastructure. How many times has Russia got caught? Like, number one, Putin's a freaking war criminal right now, wanted war criminal right now. He has committed genocide. Over in Bucha, he's wanted out of Mariupol for human trafficking, if I remember correctly, by the ICJ. So, I mean, he's got a lot of crap going on in his life. And a lot of these war crimes are not being properly documented just due to the nature of the flipping conflict. All right? So it's very hard to be able to get all of that crap documented. But at the end of the day, Ukraine really has been fighting with its hands behind, like tied behind its backs, especially during the early part of the war. Because the U.S. is saying that we're going to end up supplying them with, you know, X, Y, and Z, and they just end up not getting it. And we're essentially like bottom feeding them, right, off the freaking algae that's left over out of our country, getting them the crap equipment that we're not using anymore. And this is the end result. And whether you like it or not, all of that crap happened under the Biden administration. When America starts retrieving minerals, Russia would be offing Americans. Yeah, that's a fact. Ballistic missile being shot down over a city. Dangerously close.
dangerously close. You're talking about a second to 2 seconds away from impact before that sucker ended up getting intercepted. That's freaking huge. Absolutely huge. Can't believe that that ended up happening, man. So that's what's happening over inside of Ukraine right now. We're still waiting on the battle damage assessment to see what's coming out of there. It's going to be freaking huge, I would bet, because that drone attack, like massive drone wave that's gone on for hours with intermixed ballistic missiles, is going to cause some damage. Even when they got shot out of the sky, all of that crap, that fallout ends up smashing down on the city. So it's a buttload of it as it goes down. If you guys didn't hear, over inside of Hamburg, Germany, we ended up having a massive stabbing attack today as well. 12 people ended up getting stabbed by a random German chick. And multiple of them are in serious condition if they haven't died yet. I haven't been able to go back and check up on it. Why did this happen? I don't know. But I can tell you that over inside of Humboldt, you've got this image up where all this crap is taking place. It's like people with common sense is now gone. Absolutely gone. Also have great news for you guys as well. If you hate Harry Sisson like I do, looks like he is now being investigated for that stupid ass TikTok video that I told you about. I believe somebody from the Justice Department actually got their hands on it because they were tagged in a freaking X tweet. Like I told you guys, all this crap ends up coming out. Who this individual is, we have yet to learn, that ended up conducting this knife attack. But I'm telling you right now, if you're over in a Western nation, be prepared for things like this to continue to happen, right? These are going to be homegrown violent extremists that are being like radicalized online by somebody else. Like I told you, as soon as Israel ended up going into Gaza, you're going to have a lot more of these inspired attacks. Now, they didn't put out the motive for this yet, but I can only imagine. Over inside of DC the other day, we ended up having two people get shot in the freaking head in what I'm calling a targeted execution because they work for the Israeli embassy. A young couple, 24, 25 years old, murdered. Cold blood. Absolutely cold blood. Matt, why isn't Russia using air power? Well, Russia's got a little bit of a problem when it comes down to air power. Here's a video of the nut job getting arrested. Yeah, Russia bot alert, man. Russian bot alert always coming in strong over on this channel. Look, at the end of the day, the negotiations between Ukraine and Russia are bound to fail. I think they're bound to fail for this very reason. Putin is not going to give up an inch of terrain, and Zelensky is not going to give him an inch of terrain. So this back and forth that we're doing is doing nothing more than wasting lives, like we've seen in this entire episode, with ballistic missiles and drones crashing and striking into everything. It's absurd. Now, Donald Trump has promised to supply Ukraine with every single thing they need in order to put Russia on its ass should they not come to the actual table. And right now, even though Putin's putting on a smiling face, saying that he's willing to negotiate with Ukraine for peace, his negotiation is, I'm going to keep what I took, and you get to suck it. And that's unacceptable for Ukraine, because they played that game with Crimea, and look where it got them. They played that game in the Donbass, and they held the line for all of these different ceasefires and all sorts of crap, and they continue to get attacked. And what did Russia do? It just ended up using it to launch another massive attack on Ukraine, now to the point where millions of people have been affected. Kiev's getting blasted by ballistic missiles. Like, how much longer do we have to wait for this? You know, I'm kind of with Trump. I want people to stop dying. And unfortunately, when you're dealing with a madman like that, they do not respect anything but violence. If you want to force Putin to come to the negotiation table, you better start sending every freaking penny that we have left over from those already approved bills and get that shit in country immediately and allow them to do with it what they need to do. It is absurd that the United States, the EU, or any other nation has supplied Ukraine with weapon systems and tried to put restrictions on how they use them. It's nuts. As long as they're not violating international law, who cares? Oh, I know why you care. Because you're too scared. You know what World War II was before the United States got joined into it? That was like a European problem. Sound familiar? Before the attack in Hawaii in World War II, the United States looked at it and treated it like it was a European problem, not America's problem, and we tried to stay out of it. And right now, with everything that's going on in the world, I highly doubt that there's no way, if this thing isn't resolved, that it's going to turn into everybody's problem. Hey, Matt, what do you think Ukraine need to win on the battlefield? They need to understand, like, one, they need people to understand something, and it's called patience.
right? There is such a thing as tactical pauses and tactical patience. They need to be able to rebuild their fighting force, and they need to be able to conduct better combined arms maneuvers. Right. And we're talking like priorities of fire for artillery, priorities of fire for air support, infantry, armor, mechanized infantry units, all of that crap. They need to be able to coordinate a hell of a lot better. It wouldn't hurt to have a little bit more air support. It also wouldn't hurt to have a hell of a lot more attackums over there. There's a lot of things that they could use to make it happen. But here's the honest to God's truth. It doesn't matter how much crap that you throw at it, as you can see that Russia's done. If it's not employed correctly, it's not going to go anywhere. And so what Ukraine got really good at, right, was those defensive positions and schwacking as many Russians as humanly possible, waiting on them to come back. But when you talk about winning the war and you're talking about liberating every single piece of sovereign Ukrainian territory, you're talking about a whole different fight than, like, let's say the spring offensive of 23. Yep, got that. I'm sorry. Years are running together. Then that spring offensive. Right, because now we've got extremely fortified lines with overlapping like coverage, sectors of fire, like you've got all sorts of crap that is set in place, not to mention aircraft and everything else. So all of that takes a lot of dancing and coordination from the land, sea, and air, and electronic warfare, by the way, in order to make happen. And if Ukraine can't get that together, it's not going to, but they're getting better at it. So I think they can. What they need is proper support. You cannot plan something like that without a long-term guarantee. And this is something that I've been screaming for the last year and a half that nobody wants to listen to. Ukraine needed a long-term guarantee of munitions and supplies. You can't win a war without it. Because if Ukraine will push into the Donbas, if Ukraine starts pushing down towards Crimea, if they start pushing into these other areas, and all of a sudden spigot gets cut off, then they're trapped, they're stuck, and people are going to die. They're going to lose more manpower, and they're going to go back. And yes, inferior size forces beat it, like massive forces all the time, to be perfectly honest with you. It's not unheard of. Let's look at Bastogne. All right? These things can happen, and they happen quite frequently. But the best weapon on the battlefield is literally what's in between your two ears. That's what matters. And any true warrior will tell you that. What matters on the battlefield is what's in between your two ears. And what they need to do is they need to get good at using those things. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, but there's still a lot of FSB presence dug deep inside Ukraine. So they're going to have to get their OPSEC tied down tight as well. And they're doing their best to go in and root out and freaking schwack dudes. I can show you numerous reports over the year of different FSB dudes that are getting caught in random locations throughout the Ministry of Defense and Ukrainian intel. They got to clean all that shit out because you can't plan something big like that without having a leak. And so there's lots of different things that need to happen in order to square it away. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the special stream of the Speak the Truth podcast. I love you guys. I miss you guys. I need a mental break. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give myself one. All of this shit has been driving me stir crazy. I hope you enjoyed it. Peace.
Feel like you're stuck in career limbo? Clock in, clock out, repeat. No growth, no new opportunities. It's time to break out and break into tech. With CBT Nuggets, you can start building the IT skills that companies are hiring for right now. We make training fast, simple, and practical. From networking to cybersecurity, you'll get short, easy-to-watch videos and hands-on virtual labs so you can build real-world skills without expensive gear or complicated setups. For just $59 a month, you get unlimited access to our full training library. That includes certifications, skill-based learning, and practice exams, a $100 value included free. Learn anytime, anywhere, and get job-ready on your terms. Thousands have used CBT Nuggets to launch new careers, and you can too. Right now, CBT Nuggets is offering a free trial. Easily find the training you need and test it out with no commitment. Start your 7-day free trial now at cbtnuggets.com. Don't wait. A better job is just a few clicks away.